Radio St. Pete.com.
I am Chris Zetney with RadioSaintPete.com, welcoming you to one of the final editions of the Weekly Rays Recap for 2014. That's right, the season is nearing its end, and sorry for all you Rays fans, but our boys were officially eliminated this past week, and we're going to have to wait till next year to see what this team can do. That being said, it still doesn't mean they're not playing to win. The week started out with another pitching duel, this time against the Yankees. Alex Colomé took the mound for Tampa and was solid through 6 2/3 innings. Unfortunately, he was matched by Chris Capano, who pitched 6 outstanding innings of his own. Both teams put up zeros throughout the whole game. That is until the bottom of the ninth, when the Rays threatened with 2 outs and the bases loaded. Ben Zobrist was able to come through to get his first walk-off win of the season as the Rays won a nail-biter 1-0. Tuesday, the fireworks exploded at Tropicana Field. In the eighth inning, the Rays were up 6-1, and reliever Steve Gels threw a fastball inside that caught the hand of Derek Jeter. Joe Girardi seemed to think it was intentional. Honestly, I could understand his frustration with his team struggling on their current road trip, which virtually ended the Yankees' postseason hopes. Then last week, the Yankees' third baseman Chase Headley was hit in the chin by a 96-mile-an-hour fastball by Jake McGee. The frustration boils over when your guys get hit. My question is, were they intentional? Truthfully, I would have to say no. Does it look bad? Of course it does. I just honestly do not see the logic of striking Derek Jeter on purpose with the Rays up 6-1 in the 8th inning. Especially with his career coming to an end in 2 weeks, he's the last person they would try to hit. Plus, the Rays honored him before the game for his outstanding career and what he's brought to the game of baseball. I personally just feel that the youngster let a fastball get away from him and it caught Jeter in the hand. I thought Joe Girardi coming out and screaming at Joe Maddon was a little ridiculous. But on the other hand, the Rays have been hitting Yankee batters lately. I feel that the frustration just boiled over. It did not stop there though, as New York retaliated in the bottom half when Yankees pitcher David Phelps threw a fastball that almost took the Rays logo off Kevin Kiermaier's jersey. Both benches cleared, but no fight ensued, but players from both sides had to be restrained. Phelps was ejected, and luckily things settled down and the Rays won a very ugly game, 6-1. Wednesday, thankfully, it was just back to baseball. The Rays opened the scoring when Evan Longoria hit his 22nd home run of the season to make it 1-0. The lead was short-lived though when in the top of the fifth, Alex Cobb hit Chris Young that proved to be extremely costly as Chase Headley doubled to bring him home. Then Brandon Ryan hit a ground rule double to bring home Headley. The Yanks got another run the next inning, but it could have been a lot worse for Tampa Bay. With the bases loaded and one out, Brett Gardner got the green light on a 3-0 pitch and hit a deep shot to right, but Will Myers made an outstanding leaping catch, holding the Yanks to just one as Jeter tagged up from third. If that ball dropped, probably two more would have scored, but Cobb with some defensive help escaped the jam by only allowing one. Tampa edged closer when in the bottom of the sixth, David DeJesus tripled and was brought in on a ground ball by Evan Longoria to make it 3-2. But that is as close as they would get as the Yankees left St. Petersburg avoiding the sweep. When the White Sox got into town on Friday, the Rays came out of the gates quickly. In the first, Longoria singled, and Tampa caught a break when Will Myers reached on a fielding error by Sox second baseman Marcus Semien. Logan Forsythe would make them pay when he doubled to drive them both home. In the fourth, Forsythe would come through again when he hit his 6th home run of the season to make it 3-0. But unfortunately, that lead quickly evaporated in the top of the fifth. Jeremy Hellickson just struggled. He walked Marcus Semien to open the inning, and then proceeded to allow 2 doubles and 2 singles, and just like that, the White Sox had the lead 4-3. Brandon Gomes was brought in and got Tampa out of the jam without allowing any more runs. The damage was done though, as the Rays were not able to mount any form of a comeback and lost this one 4-3. Saturday, the Rays jumped out early again. This time in the bottom of the second, James Loney would lead off with a double, and newcomer Nick Franklin would hit his first home run in a Rays uniform, and it was 2-0. Tampa Bay would tack on another in the fifth when Ben Zobrist singled to drive home Manuel Escobar, and the Rays were up by 3. Jake McGee would give the Rays a scare by starting out the top of the ninth with two walks and a hit, making it 3-1 with the Yankees threatening. But luckily, he settled down and would retire the next three he faced, and Tampa would take the win. Things, however, would not go according to plan in the series finale. Nate Karns got his second start of the season, but quickly got into trouble. Avisel Garcia opened the top of the second with a home run. Then after a hit batter and a single, Marcus Semien hit a three-run jack, and all of a sudden the Sox were up 4-0. And then things just got ugly in the top of the sixth. Avisel Garcia would once again lead off the inning with a homer, his second of the game. Then after five hits and a walk, by the time the sixth was over, the White Sox were up 10-0. The Rays would try to rally and make a comeback and did put up five runs on the board, but the deficit was too much to overcome and Chicago took the series win with a 10-5 victory. Well, there was one more week of regular season baseball as it wraps up this coming Sunday. I personally want to congratulate the Baltimore Orioles as they clinched their first AL East title since 1997. And it looks like they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in October. I am sure they will represent the AL East well. And that is going to wrap it up. I want to thank you all for listening to the Weekly Rays Recap. My name is Chris Zetney, and you are listening to RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.